Barrhead. Barrhead's main street will be closed until noon June 21 to facilitate the Walk of Reconciliation as part of the town's National Indigenous Peoples Day. Town of Barrhead councillors decided to close the road to vehicle traffic during their May 23 meeting. The topic first came before council's consideration on May 9 following a request by the Barrhead and Community Indigenous Event Committee via letter. The committee is organizing the walk as part of a larger day of events, most of which will be at Cecile Martin Park. Although councillors supported the request, councillors, specifically Mayor Dave McKenzie, had concerns about potential logistical issues, tabling a decision until they could meet with the committee to iron out the details. Specifically, McKenzie had concerns about moving upwards of 800 people through the downtown core. The federal government proclaimed what was then National Aboriginal Day in 1996 to give Canadians a day to recognize and celebrate the unique heritage, diverse cultures and outstanding contributions of First Nations, Inuit and Métis peoples. Last year was the first time a community group held National Indigenous Peoples Day. However, McKenzie said it was a much more subdued event, with only 40 to 50 people participating. Part of the expected increase in numbers is due to the participation of Barrhead Elementary School, BES, and Fort Assiniboine School. Originally, the end of the walk would be at Gazebo Park, but its footprint wasn't large enough for their plans, he said. Now McKenzie said the plan is to have the walk end at BES, where there is lots of space and vehicles are not as much a concern. That way, we can roll up the barricades right behind the walk and open up the streets, he said. The new route has the staging area on 50th Avenue between 51st Street and 50th Street. The walk will then proceed up Main Street and turning left onto 52nd Avenue, where walkers would cross Highway 18 at the pedestrian-controlled crosswalk. Main Street would be closed to traffic starting at 6 a.m. and is expected to reopen at noon. McKenzie also noted that once the walk starts, 52nd Avenue would also have to be closed to traffic. Cown. Dave Sawatsky asked what time the walk would take place, suggesting an earlier start as there would be less impact on downtown businesses. McKenzie said the walk would begin at 11 a.m., noting part of the issue was that they had to wait until the start of the school day, and it could not be too early because the organizers had to have time to set up the displays and prepare for the festivities at Cecile Martin Park and still be able to participate in the walk. He also noted that area businesses would be informed well in advance, so they can plan accordingly. We appreciate that it is a weekday, and there are challenges, such as deliveries, but we did the best we could to address everything we could, McKenzie said. Cown. Rod Klumpf asked how walk participants would cross the highway, suggesting the crosswalk lights would not be enough and some sort of traffic control may be necessary. Each grade of students will have signage representing the different First Nations in Treaty 6, so they will be able to cross the highway in intervals to allow traffic to flow through, McKenzie replied, adding the schools would be responsible for moving the students. Cown. Ty Ossoff, while he supported the event, said he still had concerns about parking and potential bottlenecking on the side streets. These are residential neighborhoods with their residents parking on the street, and then you are adding the day-to-day business parking from Main Street, he said, asking if any other route was discussed. McKenzie replied that is the route the committee wanted. Cown. Don Smith said the event is on a Wednesday, which is not traditionally one of the busier days on Main Street. The City of Edmonton closes down major routes all day for a marathon on Saturday, the busiest day and all the logistics of that, he said. We have three blocks. I don't think it will be a problem. If it is, we'll adjust it for next year. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.